we ought to be stashing. I make sure every quarter be cashing.
I can't really explain.
My friends be thinking I'm slipping. These girls be thinking I'm tripping. What kind of you be smoking? What type of drinks you be sipping? Sweet thing, just to think of you dipping. What had me with the blues so hard, you would think I was crippin'. Now, you relaxing in the Benz. Credit cards with no limits, so you don't worry about maxing when you spend. But since you've been asking about the friends, how'd you like it if both our names had Jackson on the ends? Girl, the way you cook a steak remind me of them strips and roof crisps. You love my smile, no matter how chipped my tooth is. With you, it ain't because my whips is ruthless. So sit on chrome, dipped up deuces. And you ain't flattered by canary envious, dip taste sousis. Cover ballers look dumb when they press you. Fives and sixes, you don't let them count the numbers impress you. Even though I was somewhat successful, me and a player was becoming too stressful. But ever since, the superwoman has come to my rescue. My winter's been wonderful, my summer's been special. Let's fly the same bar while the villa be painted, just so we can get really acquainted. The love is real, there's no way it can feel like it's tainted, but I can't really explain it. Yeah.
WQHT HD1 New York. This is Hot 97 Street Soldiers, hosted by Lisa Evers on Hot 97.
I'm so glad you're joining us for this episode of Street Soldiers on Hispanic Heritage Today. I'm your host, Lisa Evers. We are celebrating Latin music, the explosion, the groundbreaking artists, the groundbreaking talent, and especially the groundbreaking business moves that have put so many Latino artists at the top of the charts, and also some of the most popular and biggest name artists, not just here in the United States or Latin America or the Caribbean, but also around the world. We're going to find out from all different perspectives how this is happening, what's going on now, and how the great tradition of music, which has been so important to Hispanic culture since day one, I think, has exploded and encompassed new and new generations with new genres. So joining me for this conversation is Leo Carino. He's a Latin trap artist. His latest album is called The King of Trap, or as he say in Spanish, El Rey de Trap.
Yeah.
You know, thank you so much for being with us. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Appreciate it. Also with us is Johnny Marines. He's a serial entrepreneur. He is an award-winning Latin music executive and 3 times Billboard Magazine Latin Power Player. He's also represented some of the biggest names in the Latin music industry and taking them to the top. Johnny, thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me again, Lisa.
We appreciate it. Also with us, joining us from Miami, DJ Africa, one of the legendary DJs in the whole Latin music scene. If you've been to Miami, you've heard of him. You've maybe been to the clubs where he's been playing, the concerts, the venues, all sorts of places, and also online. He's an on-air talent, a music producer, as well as being a DJ. And DJ Africa, thank you so much for being with us.
Lisa, thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
We really appreciate it. Johnny Marines, I want to start with you on this. In terms of where we're at today with the Latin music scene, you know, what do you see happening and going on?
I mean, I've seen the whole industry transcend and get this full acceptance when it comes to not just being accepted in the Latin community, but now it's like you can go to the Hot 97s of the worlds and all these Anglo even video channels on TV, and you're starting to see a mix of not just the typical English hip hop or top 40 artists, but now we have a lot of Latin artists that are being played, or actually the videos being played on TV, all kind of like a big melting pot, kind of like when it was a representation of New York, but now it's happening globally.
So the music is representing actually what's happening within our culture in general, you're saying?
Yeah, absolutely. It's gotten a broad acceptance by everyone. Even if you don't speak Latin, they're vibing out to the music. Guys like the Bad Bunnies and so many of these other artists that are right now really the in the forefront of this movement where they're transcending the whole industry. And, you know, the music industry as a whole has reacted to it. So where before, like, guys like Alito would walk into a record label, and unless it was like a Latin Spanish record label, they really kind of wouldn't pay too much attention to him. Now he has that doors wide open where a guy like Lito could walk into any record label and they're going to pay attention to him. Like, he's, you know, any kind of, like, there's no barriers really right now anymore for Latino artists.
No, and that's great to see. DJ Africa, throughout your career, you've broken a lot of records, you've broken a lot of artists. What do you think about how things are things becoming more blended now? And is that a good thing?
Yeah, just like Johnny said, just way more blended like before. Before, like, the doors were not really open for us. Like, it was kind of hard for us to get into trying to be like a Power 96 out here in Miami, you know, like an English station. And I see now is that everything completely different now. You know, now it's like we're getting love from everybody, you know, like everybody's trying to collab now. We like artists and stuff, you know. So it's just more like, I see the we're getting together now, you know.
And what are the hottest sounds that are out right now that you see in the whole Latin music scene?
Still reggaeton still out there, but now I feel like in Miami, like the Lying House, Afro Lying House is coming up, like it's coming up now. I feel like a lot of they be doing like a lot of remixes of reggaeton to Latin House. So I think that especially in Miami, you know, that's kind of the vibe we're getting out here, you know.
Yeah.
Still reggaeton, no matter what.
Lito, I wanted to ask you, how did you get into the music industry and explain for us like what Latin trap music is?
I mean, you know, I'm raised in New York, so, you know, I'm raised with a lot of English music, everything mixed, you know, because salsa, bachata, reggaeton, obviously we fan of all that type of genres, but we are more into like listening to American music because we over here, we raised with blacks, with, you know, with every other mixed race and stuff. So, me, the way I got into the music was because of my father. My father was a famous merenguero. So his group was called Grupo Tambo. He had a couple hits, you know, that was really big in the 80s and the 90s. So he was the one who opened the door for me to be like, yo, I think, you know, this is what's for me. You know what I'm saying? So he opened that for me. And Latin trap to me means a lot, to be honest, because it's something that we was raised listening to. You know, it's a down south sound, of course, you know what I'm saying? Like a lot of producers like Zaytoven and many more producers, you know, rappers like Young Jeezy, T.I. and many more, like, you know, they inspire that Latin trap culture, to be honest. That's where it came from. That's where we grasped the sound from. And we just, you know, we just converted into our own little sauce, and then, you know, it became what it is now, like, you know. But it was from New York that sound came about, Latin trap,
but heavily influenced by a lot of different, obviously a lot of different influences.
Yeah, of course, but it's more like from the American side, you know, like the down south sound. It's just that we put the, you know, our sauce into it since we from New York. We put that New York sauce in it, and it became what it is now. And then, look, we have a lot of artists like Bad Bunny, Anuel. We have, you know, a whole bunch of other artists like Ozuna and many more. Like, you know that they doing big things in the Latin trap community, too.
No, definitely. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to find out more about Hispanic heritage today, the Latin music scene, what's really happening, how it's exploding, and why, with our panel. Stay with us. I'm Lisa Evers, your host for Street Soldiers. We'll be back right after this.
Hot 97's Beat the Buzzer.
You're going to hear the Hot 97 shot clock start. You're going to hear the money. And then you got to say stop before the buzzer goes off to win
thousands and thousands of dollars. Only for tri-state listeners. $875. $1,000.
Five times a day, 7 and 8 a.m., noon, and 3 and 5 p.m.
Beat the buzzer.
Oh, my God. That's amazing.
From Hot 90.
people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like you know to check your sunroof is closed first before driving through the car wash.
Whoa, no, wait.
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Savings vary. Terms apply. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
7.
Don't miss out on summer brake deals at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, get 15% off a set of Brake Best Select, Select Pro, or Import Direct brake pads and two rotors. Restore quality braking and improve stopping performance with parts and advice from the professional parts people. Save money now when you visit O'Reilly Auto Parts or O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We're going abroad for the first time in years. To Spain. So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
If you could hear your favorite song for the first time again. Introducing the all-new, reimagined Nissan Kicks. With an available Bose Personal Plus sound system that uses speakers in the headrest to create a 360-degree listening experience. You've never heard anything like this. Reimagine your music and your drive. Experience the all-new, reimagined Nissan Kicks for yourself at NissanUSA.com today.
Available feature. Bose is a registered trademark of the Bose Corporation.
You might wonder, John Legend, how do you keep your voice sounding so legendary? Honey. And how do I keep my protection against COVID-19 up to date? With a COVID shot this season, designed for recent variants.
You can get your COVID-19 shot when getting your flu shot if you're due for both, as recommended by the CDC.
The fresher, the better.
Ask your healthcare provider about getting this season's COVID-19 shot when getting your flu shot.
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Check it out, the new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and camera control for easy access. At Verizon, you can get it when you trade in any phone from one of their top brands.
Any?
Any.
Even if it's 4 years old?
Yeah.
Even if it's 4 years old and I drop it on the sidewalk?
Yep.
Even if it's 4 years old and I drop it on the sidewalk, then a scooter runs it over, so now it's not just old and cracked, but shattered?
With Verizon, the answer is always yes. New and existing customers can trade in any phone from one of our top brands in any condition for the new iPhone 16 Pro with Unlimited Ultimate. Trade-in terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
This is Hot 97 Street Soldiers, hosted by Lisa Evers.
Welcome back to this episode of Street Soldiers on Hispanic Heritage Today. I'm your host, Lisa Evers. We have a really amazing panel to talk about this topic and really bring us up to speed and up to date about what's going on. Joining me is Lito Carino. He's a Latin trap artist. His latest album is The King of Trap in English and El Rey de Trap in Spanish. Lito, great to have you with us.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Also with us is Johnny Marines. He's a serial entrepreneur, businessman, a Latin music executive responsible for taking some of the biggest names to the highest heights. 3-time Billboard Latin power player. Johnny, great to have you back with us.
Thank you for having me, Lisa.
Thank you. Also with us is DJ Africa. He's one of the most influential DJs in America in the whole Latin music scene. He's coming to us from Miami. DJ Africa, thank you so much for being with us. We really appreciate it. DJ Africa, in terms of the sounds and the response and the audiences, what do you see the biggest reactions to right now?
I mean, right now, I don't know, the old school reggaeton. It's like hitting like hard right now, like the classics and stuff like that, you know? I mean, that's me too. That's where I come from. I mean, that's my roots. That's what I started doing, you know, like I come from like the Omar era, Daddy Yankee era, you know, Wisin Yandel. So to me right nowadays, I mean, yeah, there's a lot of good music out there, but nah, they always go back to the classics. That's not like it.
Who's going to end up here?
Yeah, that's crazy. Because
Play for us reggaeton, because I remember the first time years ago, you know, a long time ago, I was in Puerto Rico. And then we turned on the TV in the hotel room, and I'm like going, oh my God, this is so cool. This looks like hip hop. They look like hip hop artists, but they're rapping in Spanish. And then, of course, I learned it was reggaeton, got educated a little bit about it. But like, what are some of the biggest reggaeton artists that you think, you know, are still relevant today?
I mean, all the OGs, you know, still, you know, like Daddy Yankee, the Lamar, you know, they know them. We sing Yandel, you know what I'm saying? All the OGs. But right now, also, when it seems this like a big movement coming from the Colombian side and the Colombians, like Fabe, you got Ryan Castro, you know, that's that, like the young kids are coming through now, but they're making like noise. Like, this is like, they're taking like it to another level, you know what I'm saying? So that other kids from Colombia.
Okay. And then, Johnny, in terms of taking an artist to the top, tell us a little bit about your experience and what you learned from that.
Well, I mean, when I first came into the music industry, it was a totally different game. It's kind of even hard to compare because now the artists have the ability to drop the music digitally. And by the press, you know, by pressing one button, you can actually put your music out to the entire world, which is a great advantage. I mean, back in the days, you know, guys like DJ Africa were also very instrumental in the success of the music group Aventura. Africa was actually one of our main sources down in Miami early on. He was one of the guys that signed up and actually believed in the group. I'm talking many, many years ago. And back then, you kind of like had to record your music or like burn them down at like your own single onto a CD from a computer and kind of like ship it to the DJs, you know, one by one. And then the guys who were really trying to help you, like DJ Africa, would take that one CD and man, they would make miracles happen with it. So it's hard. It was a lot harder, I believe, to break into the industry back then, only because the reach was very minimal. But the reach today is just, you know, there's no limit to it. So everybody right now has an equal opportunity to go out there. And, you know, if you have great music, if you're serious about your career, you have a great chance right now to like go out there and just be known and be heard and become a star.
No, definitely. Lito, tell us about growing up. Like, how important was music? Because you said your dad was a merengue player. What neighborhood did you grow up in here in New York City?
Washington Heights, Manhattan.
So anywhere you go, like anywhere you go in the Heights, it's you go into a store, you walk down the street, you go into a salon. Everywhere you go, the music is there. All the family affairs, the music is there. The kids are there partying with the adults at the birthday parties till like 1 or 2 a.m. in the morning. Everybody's dancing. Tell us about how that influenced you as an artist.
I mean, it did a lot because, you know, it's like a very family-orientated neighborhood. Like everybody on every block, you know, people's playing dominoes. They play music. You know, all kids running back and forth. Cousins, the mothers, the uncles, they all gathering together like it's a party every day. It's like, you know, a very happy neighborhood, you know, when I was growing up, because I'm from the 90s, early 90s. So, you know, I got to see the CDs. I got to see, you know, I got to see the last of, you know, the cassettes and stuff like that. It was like the last of it, but I still got to see it. The computer burning the CDs down and stuff like that. I got to see that too. The mixtape era, you know, when I was growing up, the mixtape era was like booming. So, you know, growing up in a Spanish neighborhood, like it really influenced me a lot because there's a lot of music going on. There's a lot of artists, rappers around. You know, the reggaeton was in its super duper prime. Like, that's when reggaeton was like everything. So I don't know. I was just really influenced by everything, by the whole culture. Growing up here in Washington Heights, there's no way you wasn't around music all the time. You know what I'm saying? Like, for sure, for sure. Like, I was definitely inspired by Washington Heights a lot.
It's on the streets.
It's for sure. Like, everywhere you go is like they booming music everywhere. It was not a place that you go that they was not playing music.
Exactly. DJ Africa and the sounds. Give us a sense of the artists, because you interview artists too. You talk with them. You're seeing them. Have the artists changed, or the people in the culture who are becoming artists? Has that changed?
Like the artists have changed. Like, what do you mean? Like,
yeah, like in terms of their motivation, their commitment, or what they love about the culture, or what how they've had to work the songs in order to get attention and build their careers.
Well, I mean, to me, in my opinion, I think the artists have to like really be into what we try to do music. You know what I'm saying? Like, I see, like, I can say like a name, like Ozuna, Bobby, you know, yeah, they did a thing, but I feel like everybody changed. I don't know, because I don't see the hunger no more. You know, when they started, you know, making music, I don't feel like they were singing with feelings, you know, like you can feel it. I mean, I'm a fan of music. You know, before being a DJ or whatever, I love music all my life. And that's how I became a DJ. So now you can see the difference on the way they perform, the way they, you know, the songs, on the music. So that's why I'm telling the new talent, just, I mean, if you're really into this, don't do it to be famous or just trying to, you know, become rich or whatever. You know, just do it for the love of it. If you're really into it, passion of music, you know. But you can see the difference, you know. If you're here for just for the become famous, or you really have talent, you know. So that's what it is, you know. Like, just
that's an interesting point. I mean, they say some of the same things about hip hop too. But Johnny, you've seen it in the early days, and you see it today. Is that true? Do you see the passion of the artists, of some of the artists, has changed?
Well, I mean, I think also what Africa is trying to point out is that music in general has changed. So before, people were like it was more lyrical. So, you know, the lyrics actually had more meanings than a lot of the songs that are being, you know, put out today. And, you know, I can understand where, you know, back then people were really trying to like send a real message out with a song, whether it be a love song, whether it be, but it kind of had like a story to it. Not so much today, you know. Yeah, it still does in some instances, but it's not necessarily what the audience is even looking for at this point, because they've been so accustomed to what they've been listening to for the past years that they think that that's what it should be. So, you know, I don't know so much about if it's the passion, but I think when it comes to writing these songs and they have serious meaning, it definitely takes a lot more effort.
You definitely, Lito, I see you shaking your head. Tell us about that.
Yeah, he's 100% right. There's a lot of artists that the passion is not the same, because they see it as a business more than, you know, than the love for the music. Like, I feel like as long as you have love for the music, you'll definitely keep doing like way more touching music. Like, when you, like, you know, like a real fan of music, you can see the, you know, the transition. Like, it becomes a business, and they give it less emotion, and it shouldn't be like that. They should give it the same love that they give the business to the music, maybe more to the music, because, you know, the passion for the music is what makes fans, you know, be stuck to, you know, the whole situation and stuff. So yeah, I see a whole lot of change for sure.
So you think it's more about the hustle than about the creativity?
Yeah, on a lot of art, not every artist, you know what I'm saying? Because me, myself, I'm super loving with music, so I'm always gonna have more passion into it. But there's a lot of other, you know, colleagues that, you know, it's more like business, and we're gonna do music so we could get some business out.
And then what about what DJ Africa and Johnny Marines were saying about in terms of the lyrical thing? Because this is, it's almost parallel to,
yeah, it definitely changed.
You know, they're saying,
yeah,
just to tell a story, and now it's just about the hot beats and the hot video.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, talking more like, you know, material stuff, so, and, you know, stuff like that. Yeah, so it's definitely changed. The lyrical situation changed a lot.
And then in Latin trap, are you a little bit more lyrical? I mean, I know the beats have that southern influence to them.
Well, the Latin trap is, if you listen to Young Jeezy, Gucci Mane, and them, when trap was, you know, in its super prime, like in when they came out, that like we was little kids. Trap is not really lyrical. It's more like, you know, talking about the living, like what we experiencing, what we around. You know what I'm saying? The street is like more like street music. You know what I'm saying? Because hip-hop is more like lyrical concept and stuff like that. Latin trap is more like based on, you know, the environment, like what we got going on and stuff.
Exactly, what's happening in the community. All right, we're going to take a short break. While we come back, we'll hear more from our guest. This is Hispanic Heritage Today on Street Soldiers. We're talking about Latin music, the explosion, the success, the diversity, all of that and more when we come back. Stay with us.
Ebrah Laura Rosenberg.
Yabba dabba doo.
Yabba dabba doo.
Listen, man. Do on a rapper who?
Sorry.
I like the song. Bars, I like Cash Cobain.
Spit that. Spit that, Rosebud.
Flapper down with you on a rapper too.
Ooh.
Got rapper too, and he's tapping boo.
Oh. Tapping yeah. boo.
Oh. Tapping who?
Tapping who?
Oh, wait. And you slapping who?
Oh.
I didn't think so. Because you capping too? I'm just sure. a rapping Jew. You going to be black and blue?
Hold on. For sure.
97 minutes commercial free every morning with Ebro in the Morning on Hot 97.
Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like you know to check the propane tank on your grill first before hosting a tailgate.
Let's fire up.
Here, let me try. Seriously, you didn't check the propane?
Who wants chips?
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds.
Salt and vinegar.
You're in good hands with Allstate.
Savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Proud partner of the New York Yankees.
These days, everything in New York City costs more. But a single line at Verizon doesn't. Get one line for as low as $50 per month when you switch and bring your phone. So, while coffee is definitely costing more, here at Verizon, you can save. And dinner for two has gotten pricey. Verizon, less pricey. Manhattan rent, that's not coming down. But Verizon, down. One line for just $50 a month. That designer golden doodle, so much more. But Verizon, a fair bit less. Even a good old tried and true hamburger will cost you more. But with Verizon, the same tried and true service is now just $50 per month for a single line on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Point is, in a world that is always costing more, you can get more for less right now at an NYC Verizon store. $15 promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G, 4G, LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming.
Now 24, body lotion.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Don't miss out on summer brake deals at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, get 15% off a set of Brake Best Select, Select Pro, or Import Direct brake pads and two rotors. Restore quality braking and improve stopping performance with parts and advice from the professional parts people. Save money now when you visit O'Reilly Auto Parts or O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We're going abroad for the first time in years. To Spain. So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish.
Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
On had a tax problem he just couldn't handle on his own.
I owed the IRS taxes for over 5 years, but I didn't have any money to pay the taxes.
Those years cost him dearly.
Most of it was fees and interest. It was horrible.
Ron finally called in the pros.
I called Optima Tax Relief, and boy, am I happy I did.
The leading tax resolution firm, Optima, is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. They've resolved over $1 billion for their clients. Ron was overjoyed.
They settled my account with IRS. I was ecstatic. They are a lifesaver. They are. I am so happy.
Take Ron's advice and call Optima now for a free consultation.
Yeah, don't do like I did and wait. Call Optima Tax Relief. Do it now. You'll be ecstatic like me.
Call 800-736-0188. That's 800-736-0188. 800-736-0188.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
This is Hot 97 Street Soldiers, hosted by Lisa Evers.
Welcome back to this episode of Street Soldiers on Hispanic Heritage Today. I'm your host, Lisa Evers. We have an amazing panel to talk about this. We are celebrating Hispanic heritage here on Street Soldiers by talking about Latin music then and now and its importance to the culture and its importance to our culture overall. Joining us for this conversation is Lito Carino. He is a Latin trap artist. His latest album is The King of Trap, El Rey de Trap, De Trap. I got to say the day, right? El Rey de Trap. And he's from Washington Heights, and he's joining us to talk about this. Also with us is Johnny Marines. He's a serial entrepreneur, a Latin music executive. He's repped some of the top artists and taken them to the top, actually. Three-time Billboard Magazine Latin Power Player. Johnny, great to have you with us again.
Thanks for having me, Lisa.
Thank you so much. Also with us, joining us from Miami, the one and only DJ African. He's a DJ, producer, on-air talent, very influential in the Latin music scene for many years. And he's joining us to talk about it too. DJ Africa, when you see the other thing about the Latin music that struck me is the festivals. Tell us about the festivals, because those are huge.
Yeah, it's crazy how the festivals have become like a big thing. You know, it's just like, I don't like the nightlife, the club scene has changed in Miami a little bit. It's not the crazy like as it used to be before. Like people like to go out every weekend, but now I see like people that don't really go every weekend. Like has to be like a big thing going on, like a big festival or something. So I see there's a lot of support on the festival. It has become like a big deal now, I feel.
And then do you feel in terms of how people support them, is there a lot of interest in like, oh, we have to go see this person, we have to go see that person?
Yeah, it depends on the lineup, but it depends on the artist. I mean, yeah, whoever's like is popping right now, I mean, get them on the lineup and of course they're going to get the support.
People are going to want to see them. Johnny, I want to ask you about the Latin artists selling out stadiums, because your artists have done that, but I have to tell a little story. I was in a nail salon and I'm seeing these videos, these music videos in Spanish, and it's all the same female artists as Carol G. And I'm looking at every, they knew every word. All the girls, you know, yeah. Elvin in there knew every single word to every single song. And I said, who is that? Who is that? And they told me. And then shortly after she's selling out like MetLife Stadium, which is, that's hundreds of thousands.
Multiple nights.
Right.
Which is, I believe is historic, actually. She might have been the only one to do MetLife several nights so far. I know Romeo Santos has done it by himself. And Aventura has done it, a couple of other Latin artists, but she did multiple nights, yeah. You know, I was actually going to jump in and talk about, you know, the festivals are big, but I want to talk about how big the Latin music industry touring is. You know, back in the days, it was just festivals. There was no real touring. And, you know, that started to change many years ago. I remember in Aventura, we did our first sold-out Madison Square Garden 360 was 2007. By 2010, we were doing full tours across the United States and all these, you know, all the main arenas where all these NBA teams play in the big cities. And where it is today, it's crazy. Like, it just shows how much and how big the industry, the Latin music industry, has gotten and how far we've gotten. From where we started to where we are today. I mean, when you go to Polestar magazine and you look at what these Latin artists are grossing, it's not like it's a separate section for Latin artists. They're in there with everybody and they're topping some of these acts that we've known to be big American artists for years. And when you look at the list of 1 through 30 and you see where these artists are being placed, I mean, the numbers are just astronomical. The Bad Bunnies, the Carol G's, the Aventura, the Romeo Santos, the Mark Anthony's, you know, the Osunas, the J Balvin's, like, I mean, and the list goes on and on. I mean, we would probably need another segment, but what's happened in the last 15 to 20 years in the transition that and where it's at today, it's serious business. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
No, and you work with Romeo Santos for many years and also Aventura.
Yes.
And how?
Yeah, we were right there. I don't want to say we were the first because we certainly weren't. There was other Latin artists like Wisin Yandel that were doing exceptionally well, touring, and so many others like Daddy Yankee. A lot of the OGs that, you know, DJ Africa mentioned, these guys were also doing tours at that time. So it wasn't like we were the only ones doing it. But that kind of like, it for me was the beginning of actual doing like a full tour in the United States, where before it was kind of like artists would come and just do like the main cities, like New York City, maybe just Miami.
Like a niche,
tell the top five cities of the United States where Latin people reside. But it's not like that anymore. Like right now you got, I've been doing shows in Nashville. I mean, places that, to me, I could have never even thought about that you could do a concert in an arena. Not only is it being done, it's actually being sold out. So it's just, to me, it's just amazing what has happened in these last couple of years. I'm so happy because so much work has been put in by so many artists, by so many people. The DJ Africas, the Lethals, all these people have their grains of salt in this. And they've all made an impact one way or another because it all like comes together as one, where you just kind of do all this hard work and all this great music put together, but you start to create that fan base. You know, that fan base that now supports not only a Lethal, but supports an Aventura Ticket, supports a Bad Bunny. And you go to their playlist and they have all these artists on their playlist.
Yeah, no, it's fantastic. Lito, tell us about your like and your career now. What are you focused on? Are you focused on, obviously, you're making a lot of music. What about shows and performing live? How do you feel about that?
Yeah, actually, you know, that's a very important part, like for us to do venues and, you know, clubs. Like clubs is they popping, but it's more like now it's more like a festival thing. Now it's more like a venue thing. You know what I'm saying? Like that's what's working way more for the artists. You know, I'm doing venues and stuff like that. So besides that, you know, I'm enjoying the whole process, you know, absorbing the whole, you know, the feeling of being one of the pioneers of Latin trap. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a great feeling. It started with just kids on a block, hanging in a basement, just, you know, being around talking. Yo, I wish someday, you know, I could get noticed by whatever I like to do, which was music. And to be honest, it's kind of hard to have it going from New York. Being Latin is extremely hard. So.
It'd be easier because we have such a big Latin population.
We do, but the support towards that sound wasn't actually like something. It wasn't Latin trap. It sound like people was just more into rap, hip hop. You know, reggaeton always been there. You know, doing their thing since like Yero and all that. Everything else like reggae, everything else, but Latin trap is something that's actually new. It's like a baby, it's like an 8-year-old, 9-year-old kid. So this is just a 8-9 year process. It don't even got 10 years yet, 12, 13, 15. So it's brand new.
And did you have people at certain points in your career? Cause you're talking about the New York, the perception of coming from New York.
Yeah.
Say to you, well, why can't you just rap in English? Yeah, you
definitely. I had a lot of that going on. Like, yo, just rap in English. I'm like, bro, that's not what moves me. I love English.
You then.
I'm definitely inspired by it. But what moves me is me rapping and you know, in Spanish, Spanglish, English and Spanish, because that's another thing. You know, growing up here, we do both. We speak English and Spanish mixed. One sentence Spanish, another sentence English, and we have a whole conversation like that.
Right.
And you got to be from the U.S. to understand that type of language.
Really, probably New York. And, you know, I wanted to add to what Lito was saying. I think I could relate to some of the challenges that, you know, he was going through when he was, you know, one of the pioneers of this sound of Latin trap, where people don't really identify with it or really understand it because it's brand new. And every time you come with something new, people kind of like almost want to dismiss it and just listen to whatever was functioning at the time. Right. We had the same issue with the bachata when Aventura first came and they're doing Spanglish records and they adding hip hop beats to this bachata sound, which is normally a traditional sound. And now it sounds innovative and different. And, you know, people listen to it and Ray right away was like, wait, this is not even bachata. So the first thing to do is to dismiss it because they don't understand it. So a guy like Lito is coming out. He's helping pioneer a sound. People don't recognize it. As humans, we just tend to want to dismiss things when we don't understand it or recognize it. You know, and I think Africa has something to say about that.
No, what happened? It's funny because what you just finished saying back then, bachata, when I was in the radio, I'm talking about when Aventura just came out. Yeah, it was the, coming out. Bachata was the, we were not really like showing love to bachata back then. There was man, it was like a bar music, you know, like whatever. They were not giving like, that respect and love to bachata. Aventura came up with a sound, you know, like us. I didn't know who it was. Aventura, you know, I have no clue who they were. We just got, like you said, we got a CD with four songs, four tracks. And one of them is Cuando Volverás, Obsesión. And there was other two more. But the one that is Spanish one was the one that got my attention. Because I was like that, because I was raised in Miami, you know? So I was listening to hip-hop, R&B. And I went, oh, shoot, who's doing this? You know, like, damn, bachata with English. So we start playing that. We're still young, you know, back then. So we're like, yo, this is cool. You know, something cool, something new. So that's what got our attention, you know? So it depends on who ups the kind of music to pop off, you know?
And then DJ Africa, when you were playing that, like how could you tell that your listeners, like when you playing it on the radio, how were they reacting to it? Were they feeling it? Did they like it?
I mean, me and my back then, rest in peace, Julio Jr., we was the first two that we like trust each other. We look at each other like, yo, we gotta play. We don't care. I mean, we had the same age, you know, we were raised in Miami and we young, you know, like, yo, I think people's gonna love this, you know, and we'll go ahead and play it on the radio, like live on air.
And we were fortunate of guys like DJ Africa and Alex Sensation in New York that plays on Omega.
Right.
And they were two of instrumental parts because Miami being a big city, New York being a big city, it was, you know, for us, it was instrumental that these guys actually understood what Aventura was trying to do at the time and not kind of like shy away from it because they didn't understand it. It was the opposite. These two guys, Alex Sensation and Africa, and amongst other people that helped along the way. But I mentioned them because they were two major radio stations in two major cities.
Right.
And they were the ones talking to the program directors who might not necessarily understand the sound and saying, I'm telling you, this is what you have to play. This is what the people want to hear. You know, this is innovative. So.
No, let me tell you,
we were fortunate.
We asked for permission. We just played it. We're like, yo, we gotta play this. This is a bang. It's something new, something fresh.
And no meetings, no nothing. You gotta get it on.
You got program. Yeah.
No, that's great. We're gonna take a short break. We're gonna come back with more of Hispanic Heritage today. We're celebrating Latin music. We'll be back right after this.
My girl Nessa. Yeah. That's right.
Yes, at this point we know J Lo filed for divorce from Ben Affleck. That's not stopping them from hanging out. Listen to this, Camilo. They were spotted together, heavy with the PDA, while enjoying some brunch, and this is according to Page Six.
Nessa, it's not over.
Here's the thing. Maybe marriage was just too much pressure for the both of them. You know, it's a lot of paperwork. Feels like a business deal between them.
Or maybe it's just cheaper to keep her.
Wow.
Nessa on Hot 97.
You did.
Ben hadn't had a decent night's sleep in a month. So, during one of his restless nights, he booked a package trip abroad on Expedia. When he arrived at his beachside hotel, he discovered a miraculous bed slung between two trees and fell into the best sleep of his life. You were made to be rechargeable. We were made to package flights and hotels and hammocks for less. Expedia. Made to travel.
Gov. When you think about owning a home of your own, what do you see?
A nice big kitchen.
A garage with storage space.
The kids can have their own rooms.
I can see it now.
Bank of America's Community Home Ownership Commitment can help you turn your vision into reality. With up to $17,500 towards your down payment and closing costs when our grants are combined in select markets. Visit bankofamerica.com/homeowner to learn more. What would you like the power to do?
Bank of America NA, equal housing lender. Credit and collateral are subject to approval. Restrictions apply. This is not a commitment to lend.
Experience fall colors like never before in St. Pete Clearwater, Florida. Let's soak up the golden sun along the sugar white sands of America's best beaches and paddle the emerald green waters of the Gulf. Let's explore the kaleidoscopic colors of more than 30 galleries and museums and over 500 street murals. And let's marvel at fiery red sunsets all season long. Discover our vivid fall colors and plan your getaway at visitspc.com. Let's shine.
At Charmin, we heard you shouldn't talk about going to the bathroom in public, so we decided to sing about it.
When you're rolling Charmin, I'm just soft on the potty. This is more, so roll it back. It's always sucks. It's
Charmin Ultra Soft is irresistibly soft and more absorbent, so you can use less. Enjoy the go with Charmin.
This is Hot 97 Street Soldiers, hosted by Lisa Evers.
Welcome back to this episode of Street Soldiers. I'm your host, Lisa Evers. We're celebrating Hispanic heritage today, taking a look at the Latin music explosion. Amazing panel to do this with us. Alito Carino, he's a Latin trap artist from Washington Heights. His latest album is The King of Trap, El Rey de Trap. Also with us is Johnny Marines. He's a serial entrepreneur, Latin music executive, 3-time Billboard Latin Power Player. Also with us is DJ Africa from Miami. He's been one of the instrumental, the DJs most instrumental in the whole Latin music explosion in the United States. He's also a producer and on-air talent. Guys, in terms of what do you see as like the pop, you know, the lead of the popping thing, in addition to your music, of course, that's happening right now?
Dembow. Yeah, Dembow. And the funny thing is that Dembow came out of Playero sound.
Yeah, sure.
The way Playero was, you know, orchestrated, that's where the little instruments Dembow have today, just, you know, more evolutionized and all that. They took some instruments from there, and it became what Dembow is today, for sure.
And how are the beats different from other types of Latin music?
I mean, it's happy music. It's dancing music. Let's go have a drink music. You know what I'm saying? Let's go party. Let's go, you know, get the jig on.
It is definitely different than reggaeton, but it's definitely up-tempo music.
Yeah.
If people just, if we put it that low right now, Lisa, you're going to start dancing.
All right.
Yeah, help yourself. You know, you're going to start moving.
I love that. I love that about also about Hispanic culture, the Latin culture. It's just like the music is everywhere. You know, walk out of the parking garage and they have the card tables. They have the card tables set up and they're playing, you know, there's a big domino game going on. It's like literally everywhere. But Africa, in terms of that with the culture, do you think that's what makes the Hispanic culture unique in a lot of ways? Because I mean, every culture has its own.
Well, I was gonna say, yeah.
But it seems like it's in the DNA of the whole Latino culture.
Yes, it is, especially the Caribbean. You know, like Jamaica has got reggae, Puerto Rico's got reggaeton, Dominica's got dembow, yeah. You know, and bachata. Well, right in Miami, I don't know if you've been in Miami, of course.
Yes.
We got Cubans. There's a lot of Cubans right in Miami. We still got Cubans here. A lot. And they have a sound too. It's called Repartero, Música Repartera. It's also a mix of everything, but they did it on their style, you know, Cuban style. But that's what Miami, that's what it is right now. That's what they have going on here.
And these are one artist.
They haven't like been internationally known because I don't think they haven't worked with the right people yet, but this eventually is going to happen because, I mean, they're making a big movement here in Miami.
Is there one artist or two artists?
A bunch of artists.
That are really popping?
Oh, but this is like a whole group of artists, Cuban artists that doing that here in Miami and Cuba too. Yeah.
That's amazing.
And going back to the dembow, because you mentioned dembow and I don't want it to just get lost, but we definitely got to recognize some of the artists that have helped that music go global, like Elalfa. You got J1 that's moving a lot of records right now. You got Rochi from Dominican Republic that is now finally approved to come to New York. So
yeah,
we're finally going to be able to dance and, you know, to his music with him live. So for us, especially in New York, Dominicans across the whole United States is a big thing. There's just so many dembow artists that are out there doing. You have this young kid, Lomiel, that has this song right now that has gone viral. Yeah, it got viral. It's like super hit this whole summer. So, I mean, that dembow as a genre in itself just keeps transcending and growing. And there's always somebody there with a hot record and it's necessary. And, you know, like I said, Lifa, he definitely took it global. He had the vision. He collaborated with the right artists. He put the work in. And, you know, he's leading the way for all these other dembow artists.
No,
and one more, Chimbala.
Yeah.
Chimbala's another one.
Yeah,
he's definitely going. You know, he's going global as well. So I mean, you know, it's definitely gone a lot further than it was maybe 5-6 years ago.
Wow! And you know, I'm going to ask you for all those spellings afterwards so we can look them up the proper recognition, Lito. But just you tell us you've been telling us your dad was a merengue artist.
Yeah.
Did you learn anything from him, or was he around to be able to see you develop into the artist and the celebrity?
Yeah, for sure. He's the first person to take me to my first professional studio. Yeah, so, you know, I used to be, you know, very, like a little kid just going to his concerts. You know, he's selling out everywhere. And it was just, like, super fun for me to just be there and see him with his band and everybody singing. And he's having a whole bunch of people singing his music. It was, like, super, like, damn, this is a surprise to me. Like, my father is, like, a big artist. It felt good, to be honest. You know what I'm saying? And that's what woke up the artist in me. Because you know how every kid is growing up. They don't know what lane they're going to take. You either going to do this, you're going to do that. But that woke it up early. My father definitely the biggest inspiration in music that I had, to be honest.
And did he give you advice like fathers tend to do?
Yeah, for sure. He's like, yo, don't sign no contracts without having a lawyer.
Until you talk to Johnny Marines.
The guidance.
So he said, don't sign any contracts.
Yeah, don't do, like, you know, he was one of those fathers. Like, he's like, yo, don't do nothing without, you know, having some professional behind you so you could, you know, proceed the right way. Because he's been in the music game and he's been to the, you know, the crazy problems artists go through in the business situation. He explained all that to me. So he woke me up at an early age without me being an artist yet, anything. So he was trying to prepare me.
And I'm glad that you had your father guiding you. You know, he's absolutely right. In the music industry as a whole, not just in the Latin music industry, you know, you have to make sure that your paperwork is correct and that you're doing the right deal, because, you know, it's not a secret that the music industry has a bad reputation from back in the days. I don't think so much more today. There's a lot of more equal contracts, you know, more fair contracts being given out to artists today. It took a long time to get it there. But, you know, back in the days, man, it was a ruthless business, you know. You were signed basically your whole artistry away, and you was unaware that you was doing that until it was time to get paid. So, you know, Lito was very fortunate that his father had experience and stepped in for him at an early age.
And we still was dealing with turbulence. Still, even if you warned me, there was still, like, you know, cracks, you know, along the way that we had to learn ourselves. Because even if somebody tells you, yo, don't jump here. Sometimes you got to learn.
Right. You got to do it to yourself. But in terms of the future, DJ Africa, a lot of Latin artists have major endorsements now, like with liquor, with clothing, with jewelry, with all kinds of things. Do you have billboards like that in Miami, like we have in New York? They're on billboards everywhere, posters everywhere.
That's been going on for a while already. I think remember one of the first person that got signed by a big company was Teo Calderon for Hennessy. I don't know if you guys remember back in the days. He was like, when I saw that one, like, whoa. You know what I'm saying? Like, damn, we making some big changes out here, you know? So, and then, of course, there's a lot of people getting endorsement, you know, by different companies. And then I see we're getting a lot of support by big companies now, you know?
That's right. And Lito, you're taking a turn in that direction, right? You're working with Renegade and...
Yeah, shout out to Renegade. Yeah, of course. Like, we trying to get these endorsements. And they be... I'm not going to lie. There's a lot of, you know, companies that reach out to me through email, try to, like, give me endorsements and stuff, like all types of companies. Like, I'm not even only liquor, like clothing, gaming, all types of companies. They just want you, you know, they see your platform. They see your Spotify listeners. They see how many subscribers you have. They, you know, they want to tap in because this Latin movement is super big, you know, thanks to the culture that we have. They're very supportive of the, you know, of the artists and stuff. I'm not gonna lie.
And that, okay, I want to finish up. And then Johnny, this is what we were talking about. I'm just looking at the numbers, like what Lito was talking about, the streams, the followers. You look at a lot of the Latin artists, it's double, in some cases triple or more of what some of the biggest hip-hop or pop artists have that are in English.
Yeah, and I mean, one of the main reasons for that being is that a lot of the hand roll artists are mainly big in the homeland here in the United States, but the Latin art is a big here and also in Latin America. So when you combine all those streams together, obviously you have a much broader and bigger fan base. That's why it's very important as a Latin artist to make sure that when you get a distribution deal, that they have a strong, you know, support outside the United States. Because sometimes that market might be even more important than the United States for certain Latin artists. So you have to make sure that you get the right distribution deal. You got the right people working your product outside the United States. And that's why you see so many streams, because you got people in Mexico that are consuming the music, all over Latin America, Colombia. I mean, you know, the places are endless. And, you know, not to say that they don't consume American music, because they do. But it's just, I believe they consume the Latin music at a much higher volume.
No, that's fantastic. Lino, can you take us out with a little freestyle?
I wish I could freestyle, man. You know, my style ain't free.
I love that. All right, guys, I want to thank you so much for being with us for this episode of Street Soldiers on Hispanic Heritage Today, the Latin Music Explosion. Lino Carino, his latest album is The King of Trap, El Rey de Trap. Yesterday's price is not today's price, right?
I'm on my Gucci man stuff.
And also Johnny Marine, serial entrepreneur, a Latin music executive, three-time Billboard Magazine Latin Power Player. Johnny, thanks for being with us again. We appreciate it. And DJ Africa, first time also for you on Street Soldiers. You and Lino, hope we'll have you guys back. Thank you so much for being with us. Legendary producer, on-air talent, DJ, of course. And thank you for joining us for this episode of Street Soldiers. I'm Lisa Evers. Remember, use your mind. It's your best weapon.
Peace.
I hope it's your only weapon. Let's push for peace,
yo,
love, and justice for all.
I need your loving. So fresh, so clean. Love me in and out. Unfailingly. And I'll be down now. Anytime you call me, I'll be down. I'll be down. Because I love and I love and I love and I love you only. Because I need and I need and I need and I need you more. Yeah, you know I run and I run and I run and I run. Fly with you, fly in the sky in the night. Put me in your arms and your love and your light. I'm on your wave right now. I'm on your wave right now. Side now, yeah, I'm on your wave right now, oh, 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 yeah. If not you, then I don't wanna know, I don't want a story. Day and night is unconditional, got me living softly, yeah, yeah. Love me judge, yeah,
love me tender.
You know your love turn me up like NEPA. Anything you want and I'ma do whatever. Because I love and I love and I love and I love you only. Cause I need and I need and I need and I need you more. Yeah, you know I run and I run and I run and I run. Fly, fly in the sky in the night. Put me in your arms and your love and your light. I'm on your wave right now. I'm on your wave right now. Yeah. I'm on your vibe now. You got me on your side now. Yeah, I'm on your wave right now. Love me tender,
love me tender, love me tender.
Love me judge, love me tender.
Love me judge, love me tender.
You're my sugar, my honey, my tender lover.
You're my sugar, my honey, my tender
yeah,
lover.
You are my sugar, my honey, my tender lover.
Oh sugar, my honey, my tender lover.
Why would you just open your mouth and say something?
How'd she be?
I won't leave a breadcrumb. What I thought of, said some. Thought of, said some. G block, all we know is red rum, red rum, red rum, red rum, red rum. G block, all we know is red rum, red rum, red rum, red rum, red rum. all, I won't leave a breadcrumb. What I thought of, said some. Thought of, said some. G-Block, all we know is red rum, red rum, red rum, red rum, red rum. G-Block, all we know is red rum, red rum, red rum, red rum, red rum. All we know is how many got the belt alive. Catch him at the light, he get nailed. 911, somebody help, yeah. Sub-tween bad for your health, yeah. I'm a gangster, I ain't taking back, yeah. I never do no song with no rap. Put a Lego in a sticky rat a tap, yeah. I don't wanna talk, go and catch a hat, yeah. Big Draco come up out that scat. He stood on business, now he laying on his back, yeah. Ask around, I be rapping number fast, yeah. We the reason all these running track. You ain't never stuck, you can't tell me a thing. I got big kahunas and I'm letting them hang. Keep my mouth closed and that's never gonna change. You get in the jam and go to pointing the blame. Let it slide, I was sharp in the aim. Smoking on my brothers, got his love slain.